Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Reliable Rentals and Property Manage.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, hi. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, so we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And well, you know, when you do a search on Google, it'll show that map of the local area. It pops up in the middle of the page. And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the local companies that service within that area. And as I'm sure you can imagine, there are pages of results in Google, but on that first page, there's just a handful that'll fit in each area. Does that sound familiar?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so that's where we'd be listing you. And the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those first page positions open up in that geographic area. So all of the Google partners are assigned to that area today. We'll be calling through to fill that open position there. And if we were to program you in to appear there, they stop all of these calls to the area today. And then we can't accept any additional companies in from the territory who offer any of those same services. So that way you'd always be one of those local options for people. You know, at that moment that they're ready to make the call, you'd be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. And a couple of questions. How long have you been in business there in the area?
So I've actually been in business for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, but I just officially registered with the state of Kansas to make it official at the beginning of 2025.
Oh, okay. Last year. The beginning of last year. Okay. Are you flying solo there, or is it like a partnership or a crew?
It's just me.
Just you. Okay.
I'm the owner.
The area, so I know, well, the registered business address is in the 67060, but for the work, how far are you typically traveling?
I typically try to stay within the I would say within like 60 or 70 miles of Hayesville, so to cover the surrounding cities around Wichita.
Okay, so the whole Wichita area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, looks good. And then I was looking for a website for you. And when I type the business name into the box, it'll show me all the different places that you've been listed online over the years. And I see some directory listings and some, well, I didn't see a standalone website attached to any of those. There isn't one that I'm missing, is there?
No, I have not gotten that far yet.
Okay, not yet.
To create a website, yeah.
And then the other thing I noticed when I was looking for that website, there's an Angie Pro listing. Was that a little earlier on, or is that current?
It's current. It's current.
It's current. How do you like that, the way that that lead system works?
It's okay. I've done primarily most of my work outside of Angie's until I think like a month ago is when I think I signed up initially for the Angie's part portion of it. So it's still relatively new to myself.
Okay. So can I ask, you've been in business a while, well, just registered last year, but before that 4 to 5 years, and just now or within the last month, you've started using the Angie. Can I ask, what were you hoping to achieve? Like, why now?
Well, honestly, trying to separate myself from just the everyday people who are trying to get extra money. You advertise on Facebook, you advertise on all these other places, and a lot of things you find is it's just a normal, normal everyday person who's just trying to do a job to make money. It's not a formal business. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right. So you're not just the guy with a truck, right?
Correct. I'm trying to build something for the future. So I don't necessarily go, you know, get a message on Facebook and then right away I go hook up to my trailer and I drag it and I go do what I need to do. I set my appointment and stuff like that. But a lot of what you find on Facebook is it's flooded with people who have a truck and a trailer and they're willing to undercut you for any amount.
Okay, I hear you. So if we could get you up there on Google and establish a digital footprint for you online, you see value in that too?
Oh, sure.
Okay, great. Well, and then I noticed too, when I was reading the Angie, there it says you're a veteran-owned business. You're a veteran?
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your commitment, your service. Google loves the veteran-owned businesses, and they have special rates for you. Let me just grab John. He's my director for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. I'll get you the pricing right now. And then being that they have that area open for programming today, if we could make Google affordable, that's not a bad idea, right?
It's not a bad idea. I just don't know that that's 100% where I'm ready to go at this point in time. You know, I appreciate it, and it sounds great, and I definitely want the exposure, but I don't think that my business is quite there yet to have that exposure. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I don't want to mislead you. It's not like we flip a switch and a million calls come pouring in. If we could get you up there and establish you online as a legitimate company and do that for you at a reasonable rate, it's not a bad idea to list yourself there?
Not a bad idea. Again, I'm just not sure that I'm ready to take that kind of step with that. So, you know,
okay.
I'd have to give it some thought.
Why? Well, you know, the hard part about getting to that first page position, it's not really the cost or anything like that. It's the availability of the area. So being that they have that area open for programming today, if we could get you up there and make that affordable, I'm sure that's something you would want for your company, based on what you just told me about separating yourself from the others?
Yeah, eventually, yeah. I just don't think that now is going to be the time that I'm going to be ready to do that.
Okay. All right, Lenny. Well, we'll throw you back in the hopper here if they ever have the Wichita area open in the future. Maybe we'll reach back out. Perhaps the timing would be better. Does that sound good?
That sounds excellent. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.